What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Just Isabel Things podcast. Hope we are all doing well out there. Today in my episode, I'm doing a holiday gift guide. So this episode is kind of like involves everything that I've gotten for my family, things my family has gotten me, things my friends have gotten their friends, things I know someone personally owns, or things that I've seen just like blow up on social media, or things that I've kind of like seen in someone's house or apartment. And so I took all of these things and ideas and I also put them into an Amazon storefront. And what an Amazon storefront is basically like a store that you can create on Amazon, and it has like direct links to certain things that you talk about on social media. So for me, I have like a podcast tab for my podcast equipment, a tab for essentials for students and media, and now I have a tab for holiday gift guides for her and holiday gift guides for him. And the reason I created this episode is because the holiday times can be so freaking busy with holiday parties, you know, final exams, and so much more. And I feel like I'm always looking at holiday gift guides or birthday gift guides online. So I wanted to take all of, you know, my ideas and stuff that I think would make really good gifts and put it all into one place. And I know, like, holiday gift guides are super popular, but for some reason, I don't think in my almost 3 years of podcasting have I ever created a holiday gift guide, episode. And I know, like, they're pretty popular on social media, so I thought it would be fun to do one this week. And you can find the link to my Amazon storefront in my episode description. And I'll also put it in my link tree as well. So for all the stuff I talk about in the episode, you guys can get links to as well. And I also have to say this, that I do earn commission, on something that you do buy, if you do buy from my storefront. So I just had to put that out there. But I thought it'd be a really cool idea to make a storefront of just some, I think, really good ideas for like gifts for a family, a friend, your sister, your brother, your neighbor, aunt, uncle, cousin, whatever it may be. And I have the reputation in my family and amongst my friends that I am the best gift giver. I like to think I am the best gift giver. My friends like to say so. So these ideas are perfectly crafted, and they're not just a bunch of boring junk. So let's get to all of that. But before we do, let's start off with a life update. Okay, so I am currently on Christmas/winter break. I finished my last final today, actually, which was like a psychology final. Overall, my semester went really, really well. Lots of cool things happened, and I'm so excited for what's to come next semester, as well as 2023 overall. I think 2023 is going to be absolutely crazy. Oh my god, I just can't wait to share with you guys what 2023 has in store. For me, the podcast content. So lots of cool things coming that I just can't talk about right now, but I hope to do like a 2023 sort of what's to come in 2023 episode. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, I'm officially done with sophomore year first semester. I did really, really well this semester, and I'm looking forward to coming back next semester on campus. And overall, for winter break, I don't really have a lot of big plans, just kind of working. I have to work tonight, unfortunately. But, yeah, right now I'm just working and resting, and I'll probably watch some shows over break. I turned 20 over break, so that's coming up. And, yeah, let's just get right into the episode. So I'm going to first start off with, like, gadgets or things that you would find in a home or a kitchen that I think make great gifts. So the first one is a Roomba, which is like those robot vacuum things, and I honestly wish I had one for myself, but I'm currently not living in a situation where I have the room for one or would need one. But maybe soon, who knows? But I think a Roomba just makes a perfect gift, and it's something that people actually use and makes their lives easier. So I think a Roomba is a great gift, and I also have that linked in my storefront. The next thing is a cookbook. I think a cookbook makes a great gift. Some may think it's boring, but I feel like so many people out there are using like the same 10 boring chicken recipes and are cycling through them. But now there's just like every time I go to like a bookstore or something, I see so many cookbooks that look absolutely amazing with like different diets, cuisines. And I just think like a cookbook is a great gift. And you can also like pair like a cookbook with like a grocery store gift card or something like that. And I just think like a cookbook is such a great gift. And I also link some cookbooks that I've gotten for my family in my storefront. Some like bestsellers are in there and just some other fun ones. Like I have a Trader Joe's cookbook linked in there. So go check out my cookbooks that I have in my Amazon storefront. Okay. So I know many people have one of these in their homes, but if you know someone who doesn't, I think you should get them an air fryer. You can literally make anything in the air fryer, and it's a super quick and convenient way to not have to go through the hassle of waiting a long time to preheat an oven, because I feel like preheating an oven takes literally so long, and it's so annoying. And air fryers, there's so many recipes out there, and so many, like, you can literally make anything you want in the air fryer, and it's great because, you know, it just kind of, like, sits on your kitchen countertop, and, like, everyone, like, you can always have there's always a use for it, and it's a product that's useful, because I feel like people give, like, boring gifts that, like, aren't useful, but an air fryer is useful. Like, people use their air fryers every single day, and there's so many recipes and ideas on TikTok or social media of, like, really good air fryer recipes. I have, like, 10 air fryer recipes, like, saved in my TikTok saves that I've seen that I've always wanted to try out. So I think an air fryer makes a great gift, and they're not super expensive at all. I linked the one that we have at my house in the Amazon storefront. So if you're thinking about getting an air fryer for a gift or even for just yourself, go check out the one in my Amazon storefront. Okay. Next in kitchen gadgets, which I don't think a lot of people know about or own, but I know someone who does have one, and I think it's so cool. It's an electric wine opener. So if you know someone who is an avid wine drinker, I think an electric wine opener is such a fun gift because you know they will use it, and it's pretty inexpensive. I think the one in my storefront is like 25. I have like two in my storefront. I think they're like 25, 30 bucks, something like that. And it's, you know, it's not super big. It's not a huge gift. Like, it's not going to break the bank. And it also like fits in a drawer too, because I know like a lot of people are like, oh, like, where am I going to like store all these, when people get gifts, you don't want to get them like something big that's going to take up like an entire drawer or like an entire cabinet. But no, this, you know, just stick in your like utensil cabinet or whatever. And I think the electric wine opener is so, so cool. So get yourself or get your friend who drinks wine an electric wine opener. Oh, I just think that's such a good idea. Okay. And of course, within the theme of our kitchen gadgets and things that belong in a kitchen or a home, I couldn't leave out the charcuterie board. Honestly, like, since post-COVID times, charcuterie boards are, like, have skyrocketed in popularity. Like, before COVID, like, I don't remember them being super, super popular. But now it's, like, skyrocketed. It's on restaurant menus. I've been to a couple restaurants that I can think of off the top of my head where I have seen a charcuterie board on that menu. A bunch of, like, there's a lot of businesses right now, too, where they're offering, like, charcuterie boards, like they sell them as part of their catering business or whatnot. And I just think like a charcuterie board is a great gift, and you can also get it like personalized, like depending on, like, you, like, it also makes a great like housewarming gift, but also going back, you know, like depending on like who it is, like it'll be super cute. Like if it's a family, like you can put like, oh, like a last name or something on it. So like I've seen some that are like customizable. And you, like, it doesn't have to be a big one. Like, it can be, like, a small one or, like, a medium-sized one or a big one. I linked, I think, one or two in my Amazon storefront. But I think a charcuterie board, it is such a good idea for a gift for someone. If someone gave me a charcuterie board, I'd be like, that is a fantastic gift. I will use this. I have some other fun kitchen gadgets in my, or like things that like are found in the kitchen. On my Amazon storefront, I have like a popcorn popper. I think that's like a fun gift, especially if someone is like a young couple, like a newlywed couple, or someone who maybe like moved from like an apartment to a house. I think a popcorn popper is such a cute idea, and you can put like popcorn kernels in there or seasoning in there. So I think that makes a really cool gift. That's also linked at my Amazon storefront. I also have a Nutribullet. I know like Nutribullets were like really popular, I would say like 5 years ago, like 5-10 years ago, where it's kind of like when Nutribullets like hit, like kind of like were like the air fryers of like 5-10 years ago. But I think honestly a Nutribullet is such a great gift. Especially if you know someone who maybe wants to, you know, get healthier and is looking to incorporate more like fruit or something like that in their lives. I think a Nutribullet, and it doesn't have to be like a Nutribullet because there's so many brands out there. So I think a Nutribullet or a Nutribullet like device, I think makes a great gift as well. And also, okay, I don't know what the deal about these Stanley cups are. I've seen like probably since like the fall, it seems like everyone has a Stanley cup. I don't know what the deal about them is, and I don't know what the difference between the Yeti is and the Stanley cup, but it seems like the Stanley cups are like the new Yeti. Like 4 years ago, 3-4 years ago, everyone had a Yeti. But now it's kind of like the Stanley cup, like that's the new thing. So if you know someone who enjoys their Yeti and likes their Yeti, I think a Stanley cup makes a great gift. I was looking on Amazon. I know a lot of people who have Stanley cups, and they all seem to really like them. But they had so many like different types of Stanley cups. I saw like a beer stein Stanley cup that I put in. I also put in my storefront, and they had like smaller mugs, like the bigger ones that like a lot of people I've seen on social media have. So I think those Stanley cups make a great gift, if you know someone who is a big, like, reusable, like, cup type person. So yeah, Stanley cups is also in my Amazon storefront. My next gift idea is something that I know a ton of my friends have, and I'm actually seriously considering getting one for myself, or some for myself, and that is the Apple AirTags. They're like $28 for one, and you can put them on things such as like your keys or your bag or inside your purse, and that way you can track it from your phone in case you lose them or like can't find them. And it's a great gift for someone who like it's a great gift for someone in general, but it's a great gift for someone who is constantly losing their stuff. I really want to put one on my keys. Cause I have like a keys on a lanyard and, like when I'm at home, and then I have like my wallet from when I'm at school. So I think an Amazon AirTag, or not Amazon AirTag, sorry, Apple AirTag is such, I think that's like such a good gift. And it's something like you can use because like now, like you're not going to be like wasting time looking for your keys. You just like go to your phone and say like, oh, like I left my keys, you know, in my purse, in my car or something like that. So, yeah, I think Apple AirTags would make a fantastic gift. And I think they also, I put that in my Amazon storefront, and I think they also had like 4 or 5 for maybe like 95 or something like that. And they also have, like, those keychains that, like, go inside the AirTag. Or, no, like, the AirTags go inside the keychains. So you can also, if like, add that to your gift as well. But, yeah, Apple AirTags, I think, make a great gift. Because it's something you can actually use. And it's not just, like, crap that you're not going to use. It's great for someone who constantly loses stuff. Or is, like, has, like, a scattered lifestyle and is, like, always on the go. And, like, they don't have time to, like, look for the keys. So Apple AirTag, I think, is a fantastic gift. And it's also, like I said, in my Amazon storefront. Okay, my next gift idea is a weighted blanket. I think weighted blankets are great gifts for anyone. It does not matter how old you are. I got mine, I think when I was like a junior in high school, like a sophomore or junior in high school was when I got mine. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are. I've gifted weighted blankets. I've received them as a gift. I just think they're a great gift idea in general. It's something, you know, like I said, something that you can use because it's like on your bed and you sleep in your bed every single day. So obviously you're going to use it. And it's, there's like a lot of science, I don't know about science, but research, I think, that shows like, oh, like it helps reduce anxiety. And, you know, mental health is such a big topic in our world. And a lot of people, including myself, have, you know, are anxious people. So I think the weighted blanket is a great idea. And the weighted blanket I put in my storefront has a bunch of different, I think they had like 10 different like weights that you want. And I don't know how much the weight is on the one that I have on my bed, but you can choose whatever weight you want to give, you know, kind of depending on the person. Like, you obviously don't want to give a 5-year-old, you know, a weighted blanket that's meant for an adult man. So, yeah, I think a weighted blanket makes a great gift, a gift that someone's going to use because it's, you know, goes on your bed and it's like you sleep in your bed every single day. So I think weighted blanket is a fantastic gift, and it's also linked in my Amazon storefront, and it's also like one of those gifts that's like not gonna break the bank. So also in my storefront, I linked some popular gift card choices because you can never go wrong with a gift card. You know, with gift cards, like, people can get whatever they want, and so there's a ton of gift card options, both in my holiday gift guides for her and holiday gift guides for him. So, like, in my ones for him, there's, like, Lowe's, Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Starbucks. I have AMC in both of them. And then for her, oh, and for him, I have, like, an Old Navy one. I think I might have put the Old Navy one in for her as well. There's, like, a Bath & Body Works gift card in my storefront. There's just some, like, really good ideas that I thought would make, like, super good gift cards. I love receiving gift cards. I don't know about you guys, but I love receiving gift cards because it's, like, I can use it to, like, get something that I really want instead of, like, you know, someone, you know, getting something from me that I don't want. And then it's, like, all super awkward. But I think gift cards are a great gift idea. Because you can never go wrong with a gift card. I also put in my under the gift guide for her tab, I put this really nice silk pillowcase as well, because I think like silk hair stuff, like for sleeping, is like really good, so it doesn't mess up your hair. So I put a really nice silk pillowcase in my Amazon storefront. My grandma uses a silk pillowcase. My sister uses like this silk bonnet thing because she has really, really curly hair. So I think a silk pillowcase would make a great gift. And also, like I said, it's something that you'll use because you sleep with it every single night, and like, you sleep in your bed every single night, so you're obviously going to use it every single day. And also, in my under the gift guide for her, I put in some beauty gift sets that I've been given in the past, and also ones that I've given out in the past, which also, and then also in there, include some of my favorite perfume sets that literally smell so, so good. So I put some of those in there, and I think, like, gift sets are just, like, so fun, because there's just, it's easy just to, you know, wrap up, and you don't have to, you know, go out and find a bunch of different stuff. It's just all in one box. So I have some perfume and beauty gift sets in there that I like. All of the ones in there are stuff I've received as a gift or I've given out as a gift, and people really, really like them. And you can never go wrong with a beauty gift set. And then for the holiday gift guide for him, sorry, this episode's like kind of scattered. I just had so many good ideas and I just had to put them all out there. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. So, for my holiday gift guide for him tab in my storefront, I put in a ton of gift card options. Because, you know, like I said earlier, you can't go wrong with a gift card. But also in my holiday gift guide for him tab, I have a ton of those Stanley cup options. There's, like, a beer stein one, like I said, like a bigger coffee cup one, like a smaller coffee cup one. So many options, because I think a Stanley cup is going to be kind of like the hot gift of the year. I put in the JBL speaker that I personally have, as well as some other JBL speaker options, because I think JBL speakers are, like, so, like, good, like, for your money, compared to, like, you know, like, an Apple speaker or, like, a Beats speaker. So, because those can be, like, really, really expensive, and I think the JBL speakers get the job done, just, get the job done and sound like literally the same as like a Beats speaker would for like half the price. So I have like a couple, so I have the JBL speaker that I have, and as well as some other JBL speaker options that are a little less expensive. I put in the Beats Studio headphones that I have. Those headphones are insane. I know like I put on Beats like, oh, like Beats are super expensive, but I personally have a pair of Beats headphones. And honestly, like, any headphones, like, you can't go wrong with any, like, good set of studio, like, headphones. Like, there's so many different brands and price ranges out there, and they all kind of get the same job done. But I just put in the Beats Studio headphones that I have because I have them, I like them, I recommend them, so I'm going to put them in my storefront. You know what I mean? I love using my Beats Studio headphones. I also randomly have a book by Seth Rogen in there that I got my dad for Father's Day a few years ago, and he enjoyed the book, and I think it was, like, maybe on a bestseller list or something like that. And Seth Rogen's, like, hilarious. So I have, like, a Seth Rogen kind of book that he wrote himself. And it's called Yearbook. And I saw it in Target a couple years ago, and I was like, oh, my God, this looks so funny. So I got that, and that's also in my storefront as well. There's also a hydro flask in there for both women and I put it in the women in the for her tab and in the for him tab. I am getting a hydro flask for Christmas because I asked for a bigger water bottle so I wouldn't have to keep refilling it at school. And it's also one of those gifts because that you can use like every single day if you know someone who drinks water every day. And like, it's a gift that you're actually going to use. So I put in a hydro flask in there. I also put in some really cool barbecue sauces. I'm a sauce person myself, so it was hard not buying it when I put it in my storefront. I think you can never go wrong with some barbecue sauces, especially with, you know, once winter ends, it'll be a grilling season. And it's like kind of like a step up from your traditional like regular barbecue sauce that you see in the grocery store. And I'm not saying anything, there's anything wrong with the typical barbecue sauce from the grocery store, but this is just kind of like a step up of stuff that you wouldn't normally like get in the grocery store. So I put in some barbecue sauces in there and also some like barbecue tools because, you know, spring and summer will be here before we all know it. I know that's so crazy to think about. And of course I had to put in the classic Carhartt hat and Carhartt sweatshirt. I also want a Carhartt sweatshirt for myself, and I got a Carhartt hat for Christmas last year. And I think I put the Carhartt hats in the for her tab as well. Carhartt hats were kind of like the big thing last year, and I feel like it's one of those things that's never going to go out of style. So I love my Carhartt hat and, Carhartt sweatshirts. I feel like a ton of people I know own a Carhartt sweatshirt. So I put in there as well, but either way, anything in both the for her and for him tabs will make fantastic gifts, and these products will not let you down. I swear to God, they will not let you down, and I hope something in the storefront makes it under your tree this Christmas, or you purchase someone for to go under someone else's tree this Christmas, whatever it might be. I spent a lot of time coming up with this list, so I hope you guys maybe got an idea or were inspired by an idea. I spend a lot of time on social media, so hopefully that, you know, comes, hopefully the trends I've seen on social media are trends that your family or whoever your loved ones will enjoy. But again, like, I spent a lot of time coming up with this list and making my Amazon storefront. Again, I'll leave that link in my episode description as well as my link tree, so go check it out. Hopefully you'll get, you know, like I said, you'll get inspired by something I talked about. And maybe if it's not something directly I talked about, hopefully it's something that spurred another idea. But yeah, that's my gift guide. And you can also use these gifts, you know, for birthdays or housewarming gifts or anything like that as well, or like an anniversary gift, Valentine's Day, whatever it might be, birthday. But I just want to say thank you all so much for listening. I think this will be my last episode before 2023, just so I can focus on spending time with my family and just kind of relaxing. But thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a great holiday, whatever holiday you may celebrate. I hope it is wonderful and you spend great time with your family and friends. For all those taking finals out there, good luck on finals. Stay safe and healthy wherever you are in the world, and I will talk to you in 2023. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode in Season 3. If you like what you heard, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and a rating in Spotify. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, be sure to follow me at just.isabel.things.podcast. And if you have any business or sponsorship inquiries, or you just have a question, please feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and be sure to check out my other episodes in Seasons 1, 2, and 3.